What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I am your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first if you're thinking of making any changes. Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast. Now, I'm pretty excited for this episode, to be honest with you. Like, I'm pretty excited because in this episode, I'm going to be speaking about nutrition. Nutrition for body composition, health, and glucose control. Body composition means how your body looks, yeah, for those who don't know. So fat loss, muscle building. Obviously, health is pretty straightforward, and glucose control. And how they differ, or do they even differ, yeah? So I think I've been wanting to do this podcast and chat about this for a while. Because when I work with clients, I get a lot of clients that come to me, and one of the main struggles is nutrition. Yeah, a lot of people are okay with exercising. They're okay with getting moving and stuff. But the nutrition can be the make or break in terms of body goals and in terms of diabetes management as well. Like, at the end of the day, it's type 1 diabetes and type 2. Like, I know some type 1s are going to be doing, don't tie us with the same brush, but yeah, diabetes on a whole is run by nutrition, whether you're type 1 or type 2, it's run by nutrition. So I think it's super important to understand about nutrition and to nail it, yeah? So this, I always like to deliver my content as basic and as actionable as what I can, yeah? Just as basic and actionable as what I can, because I truly believe that if you want to, if some people want to show off and let people know how much they know, and that just confuses people, yeah? When stuff's delivered basic, yeah, when we go on about the basics and nailing the basics first, people can get a bit of a aha, sort of light bulb moment. And that's what I want to chat about. I want to give you some basic guidelines to work from. I want to give you some actionable shit in this that you can go away and you can apply, yeah? So, I mean, because say nutrition is the thing that's the toughest part, yeah? When you're looking to achieve anything, change your body, improve your health, improve your glucose control, it's all going to come down to nutrition. Now, I've tried so many different diets in the past, so many different diets. I've tried low carb, keto, paleo, carb backloading, just high fat diets, higher carb diets. So I've tried a hell of a lot over the past 13 years now since being a type 1. So I've managed to see the effects that it has on me personally. And then also through working with a number of type 1 diabetics, trying different diets with them and stuff like that due to personal reasons, I've seen the effects that different nutrition protocols and principles can have on people, yeah? So the main thing that I want to open up this with is, before we get into anything, is something called the nutritional pyramid. Now, I think this was created by Eric Helms, a dude called Eric Helms. He's mega, like, go and get him on Instagram. I'm not sure what his handle is, but he's really, really good when it comes to nutrition and stuff. And he created this nutritional pyramid. And basically, I'm going to list off from most important to least important. Now, this will underpin anything. I don't care what the goals are. This underpins anything. So the first thing, and this is what I look at when I take clients on, yeah? The first thing is adherence. And that means, what can you actually stick to? I could give you the best meal plan, the best diet plan, do you know what I mean? Like a caloric intake, a macro intake, recipe packs. I could give you the best plan ever, yeah? But if you can't stick to that plan's shit. It's shit because it won't work because you're not going to see it through. So the first thing that I look at when I work with clients, and something that you need to look at yourself and be realistic, is what can you stick to? What can you actually stick to? So that's adherence. Yeah, that will be the first thing. And then we move on to energy balance, which is basically calories. It's a calorie intake. Energy balance. Everyone's got a certain amount of calories that they'll maintain their weight on. You can maintain your weight on. To drop body fat or gain lean muscle, that adjusts slightly, but we'll get into that later, yeah? So energy balance is the second thing. The next thing is macros, macronutrients. This is what your calories are made up from. This is basic shit here, but like I said, I'm delivering the basics because if you know it, maybe it just needs recapping. If you don't, this is going to be the best place to start for you. So the next thing up the pyramid is macros, macronutrients. That's your proteins, your carbs, your fats. They make up your caloric intake, yeah? The next thing up from that is micronutrients, your vitamins, your minerals, why you eat vegetables. But I'm going to throw a spanner in the works right now. Yeah, I'm going to throw a spanner in the works. Because as type 1 diabetics, I will put macros and micronutrients, so your carbs, fats and your protein, and then your veggies and your vitamins and all that healthy good shit, side by side. I would not say macros are better than micros or micros better than macros. I will put them both side by side for us as type 1 diabetics. Yeah? And then we go on to meal timing. This is meal timing on meal frequency. Whenever you eat your meals, how many meals a day, whether you eat one meal a day, 2 meals a day, 3 meals a day, 6 meals a day, 10 meals a day, whether you eat every 2 hours, every hour, every 3 hours, every 4 hours, that is kind of towards the top of the nutritional pyramid that's least irrelevant. That's least relevant, sorry. Yeah? And then we look at supplements. I'm not really going to get into that. Actually, I'll tell you right now the supplements that I recommend everyone to take. If you don't eat a lot of oily fish, a good omega-3 oil. Vitamin D, especially if you live in the UK, because we don't get much sun, except right now. Unfortunately, we're all on lockdown and the fucking weather's banging. How annoying. Yeah, so vitamin D, an omega-3, a good quality multivitamin, but if you eat enough vegetables, you probably don't need that. And that's just about it. If you're into, you know, strength training and things like that, creatine, that's about it in terms of supplements. Protein powder as well, if you struggle to hit your protein intake. That's it. There you go. Covered the supplements. So the nutritional pyramid, most important to least important, adherence, what you can actually stick to. Energy balance, that's caloric intake. Macros, protein, carbs and fats. Micros, vitamins, minerals, all that healthy shit. But for type 1 diabetics, I would stick them side by side. Yeah, not one's greater than the other one. Meal timing and meal frequency. When you eat, what time you eat, and how many times a day you eat. And then supplements, yeah? That's what will underpin anything. That will underpin anything. Write that down, in fact, yeah? Write that down, what's most important. And next time you're thinking of a certain way that you need to eat, ask yourself first, can I stick to it? Can I stick to it? That's going to be the main driver. Yeah. Right. Moving on. I will always say, like, you need to think of your nutrition like building a house, regardless of your goals, regardless of you wanting to drop body fat, build lean muscle, improve your health, have better glucose control. Excuse me. You need to think of your nutrition like building a house. You need a strong foundation to work from. You need to nail the basics first. Yeah. Build a base for health first, before anything, before you try any snazzy diets, any sort of different protocols for eating. You need to build a base first. And this base comes from adequate calories. That means enough calories, eating enough for your goals. If your goal is to drop body fat, making sure that you're not in too much of a calorie deficit. If your goal is to maintain your weight, making sure you're eating enough. If your goal is to build lean muscle, making sure you're in a slight caloric surplus, but actually having enough food there, and then making sure you're eating enough protein. I'll be honest with you now, guys, and a lot of type 1s that come to me and work with me are so fucking deficient in protein. They're just not eating enough protein because their focus is mainly on carb counting, which is great. Yeah, it's great. Carb counting, how many grams of carbs are getting in, yada, yada. They're not focused on getting protein in, and they're not really bothering about how many calories they're getting in, yeah? So making sure that your caloric intake's adequate, eating enough protein, these are the basics, guys. Making sure you're eating vegetables of every single meal, preferably one green vegetable, it's just better than the others, yeah? Having a tin of sweet corn with your meals isn't really getting vegetables in your meals, is it? Let's be fucking real. Do you eat veg? Yeah, or do you eat sweet corn? All right. It's not really bad. So in fact, I'd class sweet corn as a carb source, yeah? So with all your meals, getting vegetables in, preferably green vegetables, broccoli, asparagus, kale, spinach, green beans. There's loads of different green vegetables that you can choose from. And then go for your peppers and your colours and all that sort of stuff. And then carbohydrates, yeah? I'll be honest with you, we don't actually need carbohydrates to live. It's just they taste nice, yeah? And they are the body's preferred source of fuel. So before anything, I'm going to recap. Build a base and think about your health first. Think of it like building a house. If you go straight in building the walls on a house, you might get so far up, but eventually it's going to fucking crumble because there's no base foundation there. You've not built a base. So think about your health first, not your body. Think about your health, yeah? Not how your body looks, not body comp. And then build a base for that. Make sure you eat enough calories. Make sure you get enough protein in. Make sure you're getting vegetables with every single meal. Green veggies as well, yeah? And then carbs, yeah? Now, we're going to look at body composition, so losing fat, building lean muscle. And then we're going to look at glucose control. And then I'm going to take it living in the real world. Yeah, and then I'm going to tell you about the way that I'm currently eating. For any nosy bastards out there who want to know, I switch up my diet every now and again. So, right, let's look at body composition. Nutrition for body composition. Nutrition to lose body fat. Nutrition to gain lean muscle. Go back to the nutritional pyramid. What can you stick to? Caloric intake. Calorie intake to lose body fat needs a slight, not a major one, a slight caloric deficit. That means, for example, if I could maintain my weight on 2,000 calories, I would try, first of all, about 1,800 calories and see if I started to lose body fat. If I did, cool. If I didn't, I'd take a little bit more away. 200 calorie deficit, that's it, just a slight one, see what happens. Yeah. On the flip side, if we're wanting to gain lean muscle, it's a slight caloric surplus. So my maintenance, 2,000 calories, I'd probably try maybe 2,200 calories. Give it a few weeks. In fact, I'd say for anyone, give it 3 to 4 weeks. Get a lot of data, make assessments, give it 3 to 4 weeks. Let shit actually work and then make assessments from that. If you need to eat more or you need to eat less. That's it. And then you go back to the building the base. Adequate calories, enough protein, vegetables every meal, and then carbs. Yeah. Simple as that to lose body fat or to gain lean muscle. But you need to be realistic with yourself. Say, what can you eat? Like, what can you stick to? Yeah, just because your buddy says that you need to eat 6 times a day because that's the way that it is and it revs your metabolism up and all that shit. No, it fucking doesn't. That's bullshit. Just because your buddy says it and they're getting results on that because they've stuck to that doesn't mean that you're going to be able to stick to that. Yeah, so you need to find something that works for you because that's going to underpin anything that you can actually stick to. Yeah. Then we're moving on to glucose control. Nutrition for glucose control. One of the main problems that I see a lot of type 1s doing is they're not having mixed macronutrient meals. Remember when I said before, very deficient in protein because they're just, which is great about the carbs, but they're just looking at the carbs and carb counting. I see some people on my Instagram, I'm calling you out now, like, this is you, they're not having a low and the meal is just fucking carbohydrates. Not that that's bad, but you need to get some protein and some vegetables in there. Or they're just eating vegetables. There's no other nutrients in there. So one of the best things is getting mixed macronutrient meals. That's your carbs, your fats, your protein. Mixing them in a meal to help slow the digestion of the food down and the release into glucose. Yeah? That's one of the best things, nutrition for glucose control. And then we get on to what I like to call personal foods. If you're a type 1, you're listening to this, you'll be able to resonate with this. We all have foods that no matter what we do, whether we mix macro meal, whether we pre-bolus, they're just bastard foods for us. They're just bastard foods for us. They cause a massive spike in our glucose levels and we can try anything, but they're just bastard foods. For me, that's oats in the morning for breakfast, yeah? That's oats in the morning. I can pre-bolus 10, 15, 20 minutes before having oats. I can mix some peanut butter in there. I can mix some whey protein in there. Make a mixed macro meal, remember? But still, I get a big, massive spike before I come back down into range. Any other time of the day, it's fine. Later on in the day, after training, you know, oats are cool. But in the morning, I stay away from them. So it's your duty as a type 1 to know what foods play havoc with your blood glucose levels. And I don't want to ever hear from anyone or see any post saying, it's carbs for me. I just can't eat carbs, so I go low carb. Look, I've got nothing against low carb, but if you've not tried tracking your carb intake, trying different types of carbs, throwing some protein in with that and some fats and some vegetables, slow the release down, learning how insulin works, bolusing, pre-bolusing, making sure your insulin to carb ratio is correct, making sure your basal rate's correct. I know there's a lot of shit here, but that's your duty. You can't just say carbs caused me a massive spike, I don't eat them. No. Do some research, get to fucking work, yeah? Because some carbs will cause you a spike, but not all carbs are going to cause a massive spike. And I'll let you into a little secret. You know what? carbohydrates cause a rise in blood glucose anyway in non-diabetics. Yeah, it just shouldn't be sending you out of a target range. Shouldn't be sending you out of your target range, but it will cause a slight spike. That's pretty natural. Yeah, but don't just give up because you see a bit of a rise on your Dexcom or your Libre. Put the work in. Yeah, I'll say so. Nutrition for glucose control. The same thing goes that nutritional pyramid. Adherence, what can you stick to? Energy balance, making sure you're eating enough calories. Then your macros and your micros, so making sure you get enough protein in. Making sure you're getting veggies in with all your meals. Yeah? And then really paying close attention to the foods that you're eating. Yeah? And like I say, we've all got these personal foods that attack on diabetics that cause us massive spikes. And there might be certain times of the day you can't have them. Like with me, oats are good any other time of the day. But with breakfast, it's just a no-go. Mm-mm, not happening. No, bye Felicia to oats for me at breakfast. Not happening. So, right. We've covered the basics on stuff there. I will do a bit of a recap at the end. But this is the basic stuff that I look at. And I always go back to myself, right? And I look at this with any clients. I look at this, and this is just the basics that you can take from this and you can apply. But now, what about we get to when we're living in the real world? Tom, I can't just, you know, stick to a certain calorie intake all the time, but I can't stick to, not plain foods, but sometimes I want to go out, I want to have a drink, I want to go out for meals, I want to, yeah, I get that. That's living in the real world, right? But you need to understand one thing, moderation's key. And I know that's thrown around a lot. Whether you've got a body composition goal, losing fat, building muscle, a health goal or glucose control, moderation is key. If you're eating out all the time, there's such a massive margin for error in terms of the amount of food and the calories that you're actually eating, even if you're tracking it. And then also, you don't know what that shit's been cut with, and you're probably guesstimating the carbs and all the other stuff in there, which is a big margin for error. You might bolus, right? You might not. If you're eating out all the time or ordering takeout all the time, God forbid you're fucking not. But if you are, you're setting yourself up for failure because you don't know exactly what's in that food. Whereas if you're having moderation and eating out once a week, maybe twice a week, the rest of your time, you're cooking your meals. That's another thing. Learn to cook if you can't cook. Yeah, that's another thing. If you're cooking most of your meals, then you can kind of afford in moderation to have one or two meals out a week. Yeah, you might go over your calorie intake. You might not get your bolus right. You might have to give a correction, do you know what I mean? Or you might have to correct a hypo if you're giving too much. So what? It's not all the time. But moderation is going to be key if you're eating out. Moderation is going to be key in terms of what we're moving on to next, which is like high fat and high carb meals. Look, I see this with my clients and that as well, and me myself. The foods that I'm speaking about that you take in moderation are always tending to be high in fat and high in carbs, so things like pizzas, burgers, puddings, all that sort of stuff. And then one of the main things is understanding how to bolus for this stuff. Understanding how to carb count correctly and how to bolus for high fat and high carb and high protein meals, yeah? These meals that are deemed as, I hate using the word junk food, but junk food or unhealthy foods, understanding how to bolus for them. Because we are living in the real world, but like I say, you need to build a base and think about your health first. Then from that, when you've stuck to a base consistently for 30 days or so, then look at going out and, do you know what I mean, coming, I hate saying that, but coming back into the real world. You need to think like, if you can't stick to something for 30 days, you've got a problem. You have. It's fucking 30 days. Yeah. It's 30 days. If you can stick to something and start to develop these habits and routines that you will always come back to, because I hear people saying this, I fell off the wagon. Well, what did you go back to? I don't know. Well, because you didn't stick to something and you didn't build that foundation first. That's why this foundation is key, right? Because whenever people say I fell out of my routine, if they've got a strong foundation to go back to, they're fine. They can just get straight back on it. Yeah, I don't care how many times you fall out of a routine. I care about how fast you can get back to that baseline, back to that base that you built, that foundation that you built. That's why having a baseline is crucial. So stick to something for 30 days. Yeah, and think about your health first. This is exactly what I do with my clients when they come into my 30-day program. I'm like, right, here's your nutrition plan. I've worked out how many calories you need. I've given you a list of different options. Stick to it for 30 days. A lot of people do. They get great results. The blood glucose improves. They lose weight if that's the goal. If they're sticking to it, they'll gain a little bit of lean muscle. Yeah, but the main thing is getting the blood glucose under control. The ones who stick to it get great results. The ones who don't get results. And why? Because it comes back to that adherence. They just didn't stick to it. Adherence and what you can stick to will be everything, yeah? So stick to something for 30 days. Right, so a little bit of a recap. Obviously, we looked at the nutritional pyramid, what's most important, and then building a base and thinking about your health first will underpin anything. I don't care whether you want to lose fat or gain lean muscle, yeah? You need to think about your health and your blood glucose first. That will underpin anything. If you can nail that health, the way you're eating for health and getting your blood glucose under control and eating for that, your body will probably start to change anyway. You'll start to achieve your body goals anyway. I've got clients who are doing that on my 30-day program. Yeah. Now, obviously we looked at body composition, just that adjustment of food intake, calorie intake, and then nutrition for glucose control, mixing your macros in your meals, and then those personal foods and understanding what they are. And then obviously living in the real world with the moderation, the examples on eating out, and being able to bolus for high fat and high carb meals when you do go out for foods, yeah? Now, I know a lot of people are nosy out there, so whether you want or you don't want to know, I'm going to tell you my current diet at the moment. So I do get a lot of questions about this. So I fast for a little bit. I get up anywhere from 6 to 7 or 8 a.m. And I don't really eat until 11 or 12, sometimes later. I sometimes train fasted as well. Yeah, so fasted, I mean no food on board. I've not eaten, yeah? Now, my first meal at the moment is some sort of high-protein yogurt. That might be some soy yogurt, Alpro Soya, vanilla, or Skyr yogurt. And I'll mix that with some berries, banana, and usually a protein bar. That can also be, if I've trained, my post-workout sort of meal as well, yeah? And then I do one of two things. At the moment, I've been having a sandwich a few hours after that, like some deli meat, so it might be some beef or some ham with some salad. Or sometimes I won't, and I'll just wait until the evening. So I eat either two or three times a day, maybe a shake thrown in there as well. I'll wait until the evening, and I'll have a bigger meal. And that will be, at the moment, it's been like prawns, chorizo, couscous, asparagus, peppers, mushrooms, with like Cajun seasoning and some garlic powder, and I just basically cook that up. Or sometimes I'll have a bolognese with some rice. Chili with some rice, or bolognese with some pasta. When it can get pasta, because at this moment in time, fucking hell, it's like gold dust. So I eat and stews and stuff like that sometimes, yeah? So that's the way that I'm eating currently, either two meals a day and a shake, or sometimes three meals a day. Yeah, maybe a protein bar and stuff like that. Before bed, if I'm hungry, I might have like some quark, which is like a yogurt. It's like a high protein sort of cheese, but it's flavored. You get them in the supermarkets now, yeah? Pretty basic, but I've always got that base to come back to. Yes, at the weekends, I have a couple of beers with my missus, or we might have a takeout or something like that, yeah? But that was once or twice a week, it's not every night, and I've always got this base consistent level to come back to because I've spent years working on building that, and that's what I was talking about before, yeah? So, right, that brings us to the end of the podcast, guys. I hope that you've got something from that and you can actually take this, because nutrition is a massive factor, especially for us as type ones, right? And I hope you can take something and actually go and action it, yeah? So I will say, before I go, I've got a couple of things for you if you are listening to this podcast, a couple of free things. The first one is a free ebook with a little bit of a workout plan, a little bit of a nutrition plan in there. Might even be some of the stuff that I've talked about and more on this podcast. Free ebook. If you want that, you just need to DM me with the word free ebook and I'll send you a link over. Also, a free Facebook community group. There's over 200 and odd type 1 diabetics in there now. And I'm in there quite a lot at the moment, sharing nutrition stuff, workouts, all that sort of good stuff. If you want in on that, you're on Facebook, just drop me a DM with the word free group and I'll get that over to you. You can drop me a DM on Instagram at type1_Tom, or on Facebook, type1Tom, or my personal Facebook is Tom Allison. I do want to say before you go, guys, I would be super appreciative if whatever platform you're listening to this on, whether it be Spotify, iTunes, Anchor, whatever it is, if you could screenshot this and share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at type1_Tom just to help me reach more type ones and obviously spread my content out. And just, I'm trying to do our bit for the community when it comes to, you know, health and fitness and nutrition and stuff for our type one community. So if you could do that, I would be super, super grateful. Super grateful. And I shall catch you all in the next episode. Take it easy, guys.